From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Residents along the East Coast are bracing for a potentially dangerous superstorm that could bring damaging winds and heavy rain. Officials are on alert from Maine to North Carolina. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Elizabeth Fiedler reports.
Officials are not taking lightly what has already been dubbed the Frankenstorm and potentially the storm of the century. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett has declared a disaster emergency, and Mayor Michael Nutter is urging Philadelphians who live in flood-prone neighborhoods to head to safer ground. People are being encouraged to stay off the roads during the severe weather and to prepare for the storm by securing trash cans and lawn furniture, cleaning debris out of drains and gutters, and stocking up on enough food and water for 3 days. Mass transit could be interrupted, and utility companies are warning customers throughout the region of potential widespread power outages. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.
The White House says President Obama consulted today with top emergency officials about the storm, but the president made it clear the federal government will do what it can to provide resources to state and local officials. The president received an update while flying to New Hampshire to campaign. He told supporters there that state's 4 electoral votes could make the difference in the election.
In this election, you can stand up for that basic principle enshrined in our founding documents that all of us are created equal.
Republican Mitt Romney is campaigning in Florida. NPR's Debbie Elliott is traveling with Romney on the campaign bus. She reports he's trying to fire up his supporters on the day that early voting began in Florida.
An enthusiastic crowd topping 10,000 welcomed Romney on his first stop in Pensacola. Senate candidate Connie Mack and Florida Senator Marco Rubio joined the campaign, urging people to go vote when they leave the rally. Romney told the crowd he'll bring big change to America.
You know, the supporters of the presidents have this chant. They do 4 more years, 4 more years. I like what I heard a moment ago with Marco Rubio. I like 10 more days, a lot better. You know that?
While conservative Republicans dominate this north end of Florida, there are more independents in the region where Romney's headed next, the I-4 corridor between Orlando and Tampa. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Pensacola.
Government troops and rebels are fighting in several parts of Syria today, despite a 4-day truce. Both sides had agreed to stop fighting during a Muslim feast. Observers say the ceasefire collapsed just hours after it went into effect yesterday. Syrian troops shelled rebel-held areas and street battles erupted in the city of Aleppo. Activists say at least 100 people have been killed. Both sides blame the other for the resumption of hostilities. This is NPR News. 2 bombs exploded in Baghdad today. Authorities say at least 13 people were killed. Both attacks targeted Shiite Muslims on the second day of the Islamic festival. Sunni insurgents and militants associated with al-Qaeda often strike Shiites in an attempt to stir up sectarian violence in Iraq. The National Hockey League's lockout of players is forcing the cancellation of another month's worth of games. The season was scheduled to begin October 11th, but the league is now canceling games through November 30th because of the labor dispute. NPR's David Shaper reports players say they want to return to the ice, but the league is not interested in negotiating.
After a charity game outside of Chicago Friday night that drew nearly 12,000 fans with little advance publicity, the NHL players who participated said that they're more than willing to negotiate, but they contend the league refuses, offering only a take-it-or-leave-it bargaining position. Chicago Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews.
It's frustrating that, we're trying to get, they're trying to bully us around and they're just kind of on their own timeline, their own program.
The dispute is over how to divide up hockey-related revenue, which topped $3 billion last year. The lockout's only beneficiary, Ronald McDonald House Charities, which raised more than $300,000 from Friday's benefit game. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
In baseball, the World Series moves to Detroit tonight. After the first 2 games in San Francisco, the Giants are leading the Detroit Tigers 2-0. So far, 52 teams have had a 2-0 lead in the World Series. 41 of them went on to win the title. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.